Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Kevin goes all over the internet to try to find interesting facts to make us more interesting. He doesn't research them well enough, though. Yeah. But that's why we love him. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know the Terminator script was sold for $1?
What?
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Probably the year that it released, the dollar was more than $1.
I don't think that's true.
That's right. $1 was worth $100,000.
No, okay. I don't think that's
right. I would love to know what you think the premise of the movie Terminator is.
Me too.
It is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. He is half robot, I guess.
Okay.
Or full android.
Okay. Good start.
And then he comes to Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, I'm going to take
He's
over
He's an alien. Earth. He's an alien?
The android.
Okay.
Android robot.
From space.
Yes.
Okay.
He comes to Earth and he says, hey, I'm going to destroy your whole world.
Oh.
But not right now. I'll be back.
Okay.
And then fast forward, they're all panicking the world, blah, blah, blah. And then Terminator comes back.
Yeah.
Okay. But then a group of people stop him.
Okay.
Push the power button off and he turns off.
Oh, I see.
And then they think that he's dead. They store him in a museum, trapped in a locked basement down underground near lava.
Uh-huh.
And then...
There is lava at the end. Yeah. Okay.
And then Terminator 2 comes out.
What do you think Terminator 2 is about?
Well, great thing that you asked. They thought he was dead just by turning off the power.
Yeah.
Comes back alive.
Because he says, I'll be back.
Yes.
Right.
And destroys everything.
Yeah. And when he says he will be back, he means it. Yeah, he means it. Yeah.
What would you say if I told you that in the second one, he's the good guy?
You didn't watch the right movie.
Okay. My mistake. My bad. I wonder if it's sold for $1 because there's such little dialogue in it.
Maybe.
Schwarzenegger only has like 12 lines in that
movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he still holds the record for getting paid the most and saying the least in a movie.
Wow.
He just says, I'll be back. I'm the Terminator. And what else?
It's taco time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. That's like his catchphrase. He says it a lot.
Comedy?
No.
I thought it was a horror.
It's not. It's not. It's
horror
neither.
Action.
Yeah. No, it's taco time. That's why when he ran for governor here, that was like
that
a
was
slogan.
His, like, slogan.
You were too young.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh.
It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know penicillin was first called mold juice?
No. What?
Yeah.
That is some bad branding.
Yeah.
That is bad branding.
Mold juice sounds like the fat kid from a frat.
Aww. Yeah, it does.
Mold juice.
Now, do you know why it was called that?
Because the process of making penicillin, you have to ferment it.
I see.
Give it time to age.
Mm-hmm.
Have the bacteria grow. It's good bacteria, though, to help fight off the bacteria in your body.
He is a science guy.
Yeah,
he okay. liked. He's uh-huh. a, he was a science major.
That's true.
What do we use penicillin for again?
Sexual transmitted diseases.
To give people sexually transmitted?
No, to cure it.
To cure it.
To yes. treat them.
So let's say, them, God yeah. forbid, you get a sexually transmitted disease.
Never.
Why? You're very confident.
Well.
And you say you don't use condoms.
Right.
So where does that confidence come from?
I'm
being celibate?
No. Manifesting and having the power to pull.
Okay.
That bye.
Is, okay, bye.
Okay, Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know tug of war was in the Olympics from 1900s to 1920?
Kevin, you are treading on thin ice here.
Well, yeah, you are. You. I can't even hardly hear those words without making my hand hurt.
Right. If anybody nope. doesn't know, we had last summer, we were forced to do a field day for our company.
Team bonding.
Yep. Tug of war was the very first event in the very first opening minutes. And Katie broke her hand during several people did.
Yeah. yeah.
But Katie was one of them.
All at the same time.
Uh-huh. Had to have surgery to repair her hand in tug of war.
Yeah.
So, okay. But
and
it was.
You know what? The company should never make you do what is currently or formerly an Olympic sport.
I agree.
And I stand on that.
I agree with that, too. Yeah.
Yeah, well, be more careful.
I don't think I knew, though. I definitely didn't know it was an Olympic sport.
Me
and
neither.
Was it one person at a time, or was it a team sport?
I'm going to say it's a team sport.
Okay.
Like a pair.
Oh, so just like a duo.
One in the back, one in the front.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
But depending.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
what countries do you think did well?
Japan.
Why?
They did sumo wrestlers, duh.
Hard to pull a sumo
yes.
wrestler.
Oh,
and
okay.
maybe the French.
Why?
They're undercover very strong for some reason.
Oh, I didn't
know
that.
I don't know why.
Okay.
It might be the maple bacon.
Ooh la la.
Yeah. The maple bacon.
Yeah. Maple bacon.
I feel like you're talking about Canada, but that's fine.
French people like maple bacon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you lost us on that one. Well, Kevin, that was very informative. Thank you very much. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, it's time for us to play Fun Delivered on the Wake Up Call Part 1. This is where we open unopened lost packages that went through the mail, and it's all provided by the company Fun Delivered, so you can play this game on your own as well. And we talked about it last week, and we're going to keep talking about it. We've got Fun Delivered on stage, actually, at Cache Creek coming up on May 17th. This is a free event, but the three of us are going to be at Cache Creek Casino at 7 p.m. on the 17th, and we're going to be playing Fun Delivered on stage, but you in the audience get to come up one by one, and you get to open it or take somebody else's gift, okay? Gift.
Yeah, sort of.
All right, so Kevin, do you want to start?
No, you go first.
Me?
You never go first.
Oh,
that's right.
Okay, oh, sorry, you wanted it. Sorry.
It's fine.
I just feel like we'll have better luck maybe if we like start breaking it up a little bit. Like let's change the system.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think
change
that we need
energy.
To be so regimented.
I'm taking a little white bubble wrapped box.
Okay, can you hold it up so we can see? Oh, okay.
And at first I thought it was going to be kind of boring, but when I picked it up, there's a box inside. Kevin, go ahead. You can okay. go next. There's a box inside that is a little heavy, not super heavy. So I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Just says return to sender on it. No mail receptacle.
Oh,
that's
oh.
interesting.
So the person doesn't have a mailbox?
Doesn't have a mailbox?
Huh. How?
Or a door? You can't just leave it at the door?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, Kevin, describe yours.
Mine is a big, it's medium size, but it's vacuum sealed. So it's like tight.
Ooh, let me see.
Like you could feel that it's tight.
So, okay.
So that means it's bigger than the package and they had to vacuum seal it to make it fit in here.
Katie is picking out her fun delivered for the day. Undelivered packages, unopened packages. Now, Katie, before we get into yours,
okay.
You said you like vacuum sealed packages.
I love them.
Don't you kind of feel like that is an indicator that whatever it is real cheap?
No.
No?
No, usually it's something that they're trying to condense down to save space.
See? Right, but like...
cheap? No.
Everything I've gotten from Amazon or something like that that's been vacuum sealed, like... it's always been like the cheapest.
You stuff. Can get a mattress that's vacuum sealed.
Oh, that's true. You can't, Kevin. What if it's a mattress?
This is a mattress. Might be a little too
you know, the girls on who own Fun Delivered, they have a really great Instagram. It's Fun Delivered to You, I believe, is their Instagram. One time, it must have been vacuum sealed. It was a giant inflatable dragon.
I thought it was an elephant.
What?
It was an elephant. Yeah.
But I mean, like, when he says giant, it was, like, bigger than this room.
Yeah, it was, like, the size of their warehouse.
Yeah.
I one day hope that happens.
So, okay, so mine is it's material,
mm-hmm.
but it's real plushy feeling.
Okay.
It looks like a little throw pillow.
Yeah.
Your package there.
It's something soft
I
and
hope
squishy.
It says something funny.
I hope it's not a stupid shirt like I keep getting.
Like another sweatshirt. Katie got one sweatshirt once. It was just a ghost drinking a Dr. Pepper.
And it was like a cream colored sweatshirt. Like it was weird. It's so weird.
All right. So that's part one of Fun Delivered. And now word from our sponsor, BetterHelp.com. It's Gavin and Katie.
And Gavin, you're having kind of a day.
I am having a day.
So.
Yes, I am.
This would be a great day
mm-hmm.
to message your therapist, because you can message your therapist anytime you want with BetterHelp and they will get back in touch with you.
Yeah.
Say like, listen, I'm struggling today.
I think maybe I'll do that. It's better than just screaming into the sky.
Right.
That's
it
for sure.
Sure is. And that is not a therapeutic way to get through it.
BetterHelp.com is online therapy that is more accessible and better equipped to handle your specific needs than almost any form of therapy that has ever existed. So give it a try today and do it for 10% off by going to BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/wakeupcall, and get started today.
106.5 PM. It's the Wake Up Call.
Time for us to play round two of Fun Delivered. You've waited for it, and listen, we sure hope it pays off. These are unopened, undelivered packages that got lost in the U.S. mail provided by the company Fun Delivered. We go through, we open them, and we see what they are. They're always weird. Who would like to go first today?
You go first. We'll go in order.
All right, here we go. Okay. So what I got was this like box that is roughly the size of like maybe like a Kindle.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And it's bubble wrapped, and there is a box inside. Oh, there's an envelope with this box as well.
Oh,
and the ooh.
Let's see. Oh, there's like a gift bag
it's
too.
It's a gift bag. It says "Beautiful Day."
Okay, is there something in the gift bag
with a feather? Let's see.
Or is the gift bag?
Oh no. The gift bag is empty.
Okay, so you put whatever is in there or in the box in the gift bag. I feel like it's going to be makeup or something.
I hope it's not.
It is not makeup.
Oh, okay.
What
is it?
It is a sign. It's made out of wood.
Okay.
And it says, boo.
Oh, that's cute.
It's kind of like 3D.
Yes. It looks like it was 3D printed or something. And inside each letter is like a little Halloween scene.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
Now, how
that's actually really kind of cool.
It's cool, but what's so strange is the gift bag that it came with.
Right. The bag looks like the opening of Forrest Gump. It's like a white feather falling in the sky.
Yeah.
And it's this beautiful day. Now, it gets even more confusing because there's a card that's also with it.
What does it say?
Well, first of all, on the outside, the card is purple and it's got purple tulips on it. So there's no theme whatsoever to this. And it says, dear, nothing. Oh. And then it says, happy Halloween, love Ken and Dan - Ken. Like,
but just so you know, Dan had nothing to do with that.
Right, yes.
This is me, Ken.
That's exactly what this was.
Petty.
Wow.
Do we think they're a gay couple?
Yes.
Definitely.
But gay couples usually give better gifts than this.
That's a good gift, though.
What they made is very cool.
This is, this is what I believe happened. So Ken got a 3D printer.
Okay.
Much against the wishes of Dan.
Okay.
Dan hates how much time he has to spend listening to this.
Okay.
How Ken has to troubleshoot the 3D printer. But he goes, we're going to give so many gifts. I'm going to make it myself. And that's what this is. That's why he wrote, love Ken and Dan, but really Ken.
Right. Just know Dan's been a real a-hole about this.
If you want to see what we're opening, you can always text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065.
Okay.
Kevin, who goes? Yeah, Kevin goes next.
Guys!
What?
What'd you get?
I think I got an inflatable gator.
No!
What?
Oh my god,
I think he's right.
I think I got an inflatable gator. I need scissors.
Give him the scissors.
Give me the scissors.
Okay, here, catch.
Oh, God.
Good catch.
Guys, so excited.
What if it's like really big?
Oh, it's a stuffed animal.
Uh-oh.
What? It's a crocodile. A baby one.
Wow.
This is so cool. Gator Nation.
That stuffed alligator that Kevin just got is probably standing up. Hold it up. I would say that's like 3 feet long.
3.5 feet long.
Yeah.
Interestingly, when they vacuum sealed it, they got it real, took all the air out of that.
And it doesn't look whimsical at all. It actually...
No, it looks very real.
Yeah. It looks like the kind of stuffed animal you'd get at the zoo gift shop.
Yeah, it looks very real.
Wow, that's a pretty cool one, Kevin.
This is great.
So far, we're off to a great start. If you want to see any of this stuff, you can always text the word FUN, F-U-N, to 916-909-1065. FUN to 909-1065. Katie's now going.
Okay, so mine was very plushy.
Yes.
Okay. So,
she's excited.
I think I finally got a new blanket. But what is on it? We have to find out.
Is that that's Zayn Malik?
No.
It's One Direction.
It's One Direction.
Katie, that is vintage.
I don't think it's vintage. I think they just found an old... It looks like there's a watermark on the blanket.
Some of them aren't with us anymore.
That's true.
There's only one that's not with them.
Okay, well, I'm just...
Funny that... It's a blanket of One Direction and an old picture.
Oh, yeah.
From 15 years ago.
Yeah.
I love that.
Guys, this is a tough one.
This is a good one.
Who do you think won Fun Delivered this week? Was it me with my gay couple Halloween boo sign? Was it Kevin with his zoo gift shop alligator stuffed animal? Or Katie with a brand new One Direction blanket? You can text it in to 916-909-1065. And if you ever want to see it, you just add the word FUN. F-U.
1065 The End. She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. This is it. The moment we've all been waiting for. It's the trivia game. Are You Smarter Than Katie? Jackpot is up to $100. We'll call this a winning streak. And we are playing this morning with the one and only Pam.
Hello.
As dynamic as we were promised. Pam, I got 5 questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Katie is leaving the studio, and we'll see how you do versus her. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Here we go. Question one. Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour has officially kicked off, and it's not without spectacle, both good and bad. Her children joined her on stage, which was exciting, but also a fight broke out between two fans in the VIP lounge. That video has gone viral. This show was at SoFi Stadium, which is in what city?
SoFi Stadium?
Yeah. 3 seconds. Three.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey. Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Los Angeles.
Okay.
I'll take it.
Question two. Yale is going to start offering a course that is centered around Bad Bunny. It's going to be about his career, his journey as an immigrant, and the influence that he's had on the Latin music industry. How many Grammys does Bad Bunny have? 3, 4, or 5? 3 seconds. 3, 2.
Why?
All righty. Pam, if you're Googling stuff.
Right. We know, Pam.
We're going to know. All right. Here
okay.
Yeah. Question three. Back in the day of DVDs, often actor commentary was one of the special features, and Ben Affleck's for the movie Armageddon has gone viral because it's him just completely trashing the movie. Ben was asked about it recently, and he said, "Oh, that commentary is the finest work of my career." Spell the word Armageddon.
O-M-I-G-A-D-E-N.
Okay. Question four. The Rock is one of the biggest stars in the world, and he has yet to be taken seriously as a dramatic actor, but that's about to change. The trailer for his movie The Smashing Machine dropped yesterday and shows why he has early Oscar buzz around him in what appears to be a very moving drama. If you want to see the trailer, it's really good. Text the word SMASH, S-M-A-S-H, to 909-1065 to see it. Which of the following is not a Rock film? G.I. Joe, Pain and Gain, or The Expendables?
The first one.
G.I. Joe? Okay.
Yes.
And finally, UPS announced that they're going to close 73 stores and lay off 20,000 employees as a reaction to Amazon announcing that they're expecting a major slowdown of packages being sent through the mail. If there are currently 5,748 UPS stores in the U.S., how many will there be after they close 73 of them?
Can you say that again? Sorry.
5,000. If there's currently 5,748 UPS stores, how many will there be after closing 73?
5,672.
Okay. Bring Katie back in here, please. And Pam, what do you do for a living?
I'm a night shift caregiver, so I just got up from work.
You're a caregiver that does overnights?
Yes.
Oh, she's tired. Nice. See, you're being so mean.
I'm not being mean. I'm not being mean.
No, that's why she spelled her name for me.
Yeah. When Kevin was finding caller 17, Pam goes, "My name is Pam, spelled P-A-M." Which,
so
by the
sweet.
Way, Pam, that's hysterical, and you should do that to everybody.
Sweet. Yeah, I loved it.
And for your name's Bob.
I'm sorry,
Bob, B-O-B.
No, it was funny.
All right, Pam. Yeah, no, it's very funny. You're on hold now. Here we go, Katie. You ready?
Yep.
All right. Question one. Beyonce's Cowboy Carter tour kicked off. Are you going to go see it anywhere?
I'd like to. We don't have plans to yet, but I'd like to. I heard it wasn't selling well.
It's not selling well. They're closing whole sections and dropping prices by hundreds of dollars. Yeah. But a clip went viral from SoFi Stadium of two ladies getting into a fight.
I watched it several times.
It's in the VIP lounge, too.
Is it? It doesn't look like a VIP area.
That's what the article said, yeah. But aren't people yelling like, "We're at Beyonce, stop it!"
Stop, it's Beyonce!
What city is the SoFi Stadium in?
I think L.A.
That is correct. Okay. It is in L.A. Question two. Yale's going to start teaching a course about Bad Bunny, or centered around Bad Bunny. And it's going to be not just about his career, but also the immigrant experience and the Latin music industry.
Okay.
How many Grammys does Bad Bunny have? Is it 3, 4, or 5?
I don't know that I knew he had any. We'll say 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
Aim for the low one.
I went from 0 to how many I thought he had, so.
Question three. Do you remember, you probably never watched any of them, but DVDs back in the day had commentary where you'd watch the movie.
Oh, I remember you could click through.
Yeah, on the special features, and it was directors talking about the movie while you watched it together. I loved DVD commentary, but Ben Affleck's DVD commentary for the movie Armageddon has gone viral recently because it's so funny. All that Ben Affleck did was just trash the movie the entire time.
And they put that on the DVD?
Yes.
Hysterical.
It's him mocking the plot and how dumb it is. Like, it's so funny. But he was asked about it, and he said, oh, that commentary's the finest work of my career.
Good for him.
Spell Armageddon.
Oh, my God. A-R-M-A-G-E-D-I-N.
Ooh. So close. It's A-R-M-A-G-E-D-D-O-N.
Oh.
That's a hard one. Question four. The Rock has a new movie coming out called The Smashing Machine.
Okay.
Which might finally get him the respect he's been searching for as a serious actor.
Okay.
There's Oscar buzz around him for this movie. And if you text the word smash to 909-1065 to watch it, you'll understand why.
Okay.
It looks very good. Which of the following, though, is not a Rock film? G.I. Joe.
Okay.
Pain and Gain.
Okay.
Or The Expendables.
The Expendables.
Yes! Wow, I thought that was going to be hard.
Although, I have to tell you something. I thought you meant The Incredibles.
Oh, no, that's... No, he's not in that.
No, when you said Expendables, I was thinking The Incredibles.
The Expendables is that movie franchise with, like, every action hero that we've ever had.
Oh,
Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone. I mean, anyway. Question five. UPS, this is sad. UPS announced that they are going to close 73 stores and lay off 20,000 employees. And this is a reaction to Amazon announcing that they are expecting a major slowdown of packages being sent through the mail. So if there are currently 5,748 UPS stores,
okay,
how many will...
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Why have we asked our contractor we found on Angie.com to be our kid's legal guardian? Because he took such good care when redoing our basement that we knew we could trust him to care for our kids, all 8 of them, should something happen to us.
Are you my dad now?
No, sorry, I do basements.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Spring is finally here, and it's that time of year when plans start becoming real. Trips are getting booked, the calendar is filling up, and the energy is shifting. Make this season count. By starting right now, you'll hit summer already feeling more confident speaking and understanding a brand new language. Whether you're prepping for a dream vacation, reconnecting with your family heritage, or just finally checking learn a new language off your bucket list, Rosetta Stone is the way to go. They've been the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years because they skip the boring stuff. There's no memorizing random vocabulary lists or leaning on chunky translations. Instead, their intuitive method helps you naturally absorb the language by connecting words and visuals to real-world meaning. It's about learning in context, the way language was actually meant to be learned. As a trusted expert with millions of users, Rosetta Stone offers 25 different languages, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. It really is the ultimate tool for genuine growth. Ready to start learning a new language this spring? Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 today to explore Rosetta Stone and choose the language that's right for you. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 now and begin your language learning journey. Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. Designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests. Proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Will there be after closing 73 of them?
Oh, okay. 5,675.
Whoa!
Who can subtract this
Everybody,
guy?
Calm down. All right, Pam, are you there?
Yes.
Here we go. Final score. Katie got 4, you got 2. Katie wins. Katie wins again. Unbelievable. All right, well, we're going to have $20 of the jackpot tomorrow, but Pam, what is it you want to tell us?
I'm not smarter than Katie.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today. But thank you for doing what you do. That's a hard job. Coming up next on the show, we've got Did You Know with Kevin.
Hey, it's Katie from The Wake Up Call, and now that spring is in the air and the weather's getting warmer, it definitely makes you feel hopeful, like your life is full of possibilities, which, if you've been struggling to get pregnant, might not be something you've been feeling much of lately. When you want to grow your family and every month you're hit with that disappointment, it makes it really hard to stay positive. I know this because I've been there. When we wanted to grow our family and then out of nowhere I started having fertility issues, I was devastated. That's when we turned to California IVF and we finally felt hopeful again. They were able to address my infertility issues and now we have the most amazing little Morgan and we wouldn't have her without California IVF. Find your hope at CaliforniaIVF.com. If California IVF has changed your life, they want you to share your story and be featured in their monthly Moment of Hope video to inspire others. Go to CaliforniaIVF.com/share to submit your story. That's CaliforniaIVF.com/share.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
We want to know who has the best store-made ranch. 916-909-1065. And the reason we're getting into this is because Katie had an epiphany.
Well,
you can say.
I was angered.
And then she got mad.
Yeah. Restaurants are gatekeeping the good ranch. And I am sick of it. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I can't go to the grocery store and get the same kind of ranch that I can get at, let's say, for example, a Wingstop.
Mm-hmm. Which is where you were.
Which is where, well, I didn't go there. I ordered it.
Of course, right. Right, yeah, yeah.
But, like, what's going on? What is going on that this isn't something that I could purchase at a grocery store?
It is a good point, because when you go to a place that makes great store-made ranch, the next time you have Hidden Valley, it tastes like slop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Might as well be just like a puddle of mud. It's disgusting compared to store-made ranch. What are they doing? What's so special about it? You say Wingstop has the best?
Well, I mean, it's really good.
Somebody else is saying Old Spaghetti Factory, one of your other favorites.
Ye Old Spaghetti Factory?
How is their ranch?
No, theirs is not ranch. Theirs is a creamy pesto.
She would know, guys.
Okay.
She would definitely know.
And that is on a whole other level. Don't even get me started. That is something that you could only find there. So it doesn't count.
916-909-1065 for the best store-made ranch. We wouldn't have this conversation if somebody didn't say what, Jerry?
Red Robin.
Red Robin, of course. What do you mean, ew?
Red Robin's not a good place for ranch.
Red Robin's a good place for ranch.
Red Robin is really good.
There's something, Jerry, about the steak fries and the seasoning. Am I right or am I right?
You're right.
I think all of the good places make it in-house.
I see.
And I'm mad at Red Robin, Jerry, because the guys sell the spices, but you don't sell the ranch. And you should sell the ranch.
Now,
I'm going to talk about a place that's going to get backed up by Claudia. Let's talk to Claudia for a second. Are you there?
Yes.
Now, Claudia and I think that this place, which is very specific, there's only one location, has the best ranch. And it is what, Claudia?
Is Al's Pizzeria.
Yeah, original Al's.
Oh, is okay, this is the place you and your family go all
the time. It's one location on Foothills in Roseville. Best ranch I've ever had. And Claudia, I don't know if you know this or not, one of the only places that I know that will sell you their ranch.
Okay.
Did you know that, Claudia?
I did not.
Yes.
Okay. No.
They'll put it in a little. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
for calling.
But how long does that last?
About 4 days.
See, that's a problem. And I feel weird going to a location specifically to buy ranch.
Yeah.
I mean, you can go in there for dinner.
Yeah, I know.
And just get a tub of ranch to go.
Well, that's what I do at Ye Olde Spaghetti Factory.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
But it's not ranch.
No. It's our creamy pesto.
Good morning, Jordan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Now, where do you think has the best store-made ranch?
It's called Pizza Supreme Being down in Midtown Sacramento. Their ranch, I swear, it like flows down from the gods of Mount Olympus.
From
it's
a supreme
the best ranch.
Wow.
From a supreme being.
It's like the best ranch we've ever had. So much so that like we buy extra and like have it on hand. It's just delicious.
So do you they will also sell their store-made ranch?
Yeah, separately. Uh-huh. And so I think it's like a dollar, but like we'll spend a good like extra $10 just to have tons and tons of that ranch. Like,
but how long will it last?
Everything. That's a good question. So it's made fresh. Okay. I think it would probably last a couple of days, but it's not like too thick, and it has a lot of good herbs in it.
Okay.
And yeah, like we'll keep it on hand and use it for tons of other stuff besides their pizza. It's amazing.
Here's my question though. Why isn't this something I can buy at a grocery store?
Well, because Pizza Supreme Being and Original Al's, and somebody else said the Pizza Peel and Flatland Brewery in Elk Grove. These aren't factories.
But why can't a factory do this?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe it's because, you know what Hidden Valley lacks? Passion for ranch. and the time it takes to really put some love into their ranch.
Okay.
You know, but yeah. These places that do. A lot of people say Cattleman's came up a couple times. A lot of people say Round Table. Seems like pizza places are.
They seem to have. Okay.
Yeah. So listen, if you're in the market for good store-made ranch, will it last you weeks? No.
I guess not.
But maybe it's. Listen, you get what you pay for. You want effort, you get quality. I think that's what we're going to walk away from this. Okay.
All right.
So keep the text messages coming in, 916-909-1065. We are a dumb show.
Yeah, we are.
Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
Presented by Roseville Chevrolet.
There we go. 909-1065. 1065 to play married name upgrade downgrade. Let's start with Michelle. Good morning, Michelle.
Hi, good morning.
Hi. And Michelle, what is your maiden name?
It's Gergerich, Gergerich.
Michelle Gergerich.
Okay, hold on.
Gergu. It's like a cat walked across a keyboard.
Okay.
And it's pronounced Gerg. What nationality is that?
That is Croatian.
Croatian.
Okay. Gergerich. Wow.
Gergerich.
Okay. And what is your married name? Because it's got to be better than that.
I promise it is. Halverson, Halverson. So you can actually sound that one out.
Okay, so that is the only reason that Halvorsen is better.
That's not the only reason.
Correct.
Gergerich sounds like a stomach
like
condition.
Burping.
Yeah.
Yeah, excuse me.
It's an upset stomach, diarrhea, Gergerich. Yeah.
Okay. Like the Halvorsens.
It's fine.
It feels like the house on the street where it's just like, just don't even trick or treat there.
Yeah, yeah.
The Halvorsens are a-holes every year.
But the Gergeriches, though, are the people who moved into the haunted house.
Yeah, but and at Halloween, they give out, like, beets.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's a very obvious upgrade.
Upgrade.
Yeah, so congratulations on that one, Michelle. Let's talk to Jason. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
All right. So, are you married or are you getting married?
I'm married.
You are married.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. And what was your matron name?
Yeah.
Festerman.
Festerman. Ooh. The Festermans live next door to the Halvorsens.
You do not want the word Fester in your last name.
Okay. And then what is your married name?
Gonzalez.
Jason Gonzalez. Now, okay. Do you have any Hispanic heritage in you?
No.
Okay. Okay. So that's kind of fun. Normally I'd be like, Festerman's a terrible name,
right.
But I mean, Gonzalez is very plain Jane, but now you get to like be a little spicy.
Okay, so I will tell you, my first husband has a Hispanic last name.
Yeah.
So I used to have a Hispanic last
name.
Ooh,
aye, aye, aye.
It confuses people.
That's fine. Let
like
him be
if
confused.
You set an appointment with somebody,
yeah,
and then I walk in,
yeah,
having a Hispanic last name. People go like, I don't think that's you.
Yeah, like if I married an Asian man and I went, took his last name of Chow.
Right. Yes.
And then I show up.
Yeah.
And they go, we feel lied to.
Right. Well, it is an upgrade.
That's an upgrade, Jason. Congratulations. Let's talk to Shelby. Good morning, Shelby.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. All right, let's talk about your maiden name. This is the married name upgrade downgrade.
Okay, my maiden name is Bayless.
Bayless.
Bayless?
Bayless. B as in boy.
Okay,
like
so like Payless, but Bayless. Okay.
The off brand.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, what is your married name?
My married name is Dunphy.
Oh, Shelby Dunphy's a good
okay,
time.
Okay, that what
okay,
a
I
little cutie
so
pie.
Yeah.
Shelby Dunphy has a teeny tiny little nose with little freckles on it.
Yes,
year round.
That's an upgrade. A lot of upgrades today.
Yeah.
Let's do Amy or Adriana. Which
Ooh,
one?
Adriana.
All right. Apologies to Amy.
Sorry.
Adriana, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. So you're our last one on married name upgrade downgrade. What is your maiden name?
It's Harkin.
Harkin?
Yeah, J-A-R-Q-U-I-N.
Ooh.
Okay. We throw a J in there.
Harkin. Like that's like it's next to tahin, but it is
right.
Different.
Okay.
One's for fruit, Harkin. One's for vegetables. Do you have any Harkin? We are all out. I get it. It's very popular.
Right, yeah. Adriana Harkin.
I like my drinks rimmed with Harkin.
Adriana Harkin sounds like somebody that used to date Tom Cruise.
Yes!
Yeah.
Remember the Adriana Harkin days?
Yeah, remember before Katie Holmes?
He was so normal. Adriana, what is your married name?
It's Salazar.
Now, I typically like Salazar, but it sounds like somebody from Harry Potter.
Adriana Salazar?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Salazar makes you sound like a villain.
Oh, maybe.
You're up to no good. You possess...
It's like maybe you have a scar over your eye.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You have a magic lamp.
I just don't think that Salazar can beat Harkin.
No. Adriana Harkin is a whimsical character from Encanto. Adriana Salazar has a pet tarantula. They're very different people.
Okay, so I'm going to say it's a downgrade.
I agree. It's okay. A downgrade. Adriana, thank you so much for calling. Apologies to everybody that did not get through.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
All right, back by popular demand, since you guys texted in and let us know that you really like this game, we're playing Guess the Salary again. And this morning we are talking to Vinny. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, good morning to you guys.
You are not going to tell us until the very end of this how much money you make, but we are going to ask you a bunch of questions and we're going to try to guess your salary. That's how this works. Okay, so first of all, the number one question, what do you do for a living?
I am a manager at a Wendy's.
Oh, okay. Manager at a Wendy's.
You are a manager at a Wendy's.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'm the GM there. Yep.
The GM of a Wendy's.
Okay.
All right. How long have you had this job?
This is year 4.
Okay.
So you just got hired as a manager or you worked your way up to a manager?
Oh, good question.
I've been a manager for 4 years. Okay. And prior to that, I worked 4 years in a variety of positions.
Okay. Do you own or rent?
I rent.
Okay.
And do you have a college degree?
I do not.
Oh, okay.
And when you say you rent, do you rent a house or an apartment?
I rent, it's a good size apartment, but it's an apartment.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you own a car? Or do you take
a
bus?
I do have a car, yeah.
Okay, he has a car.
What kind of car is it?
Oh, yeah.
I drive a Nissan Altima.
Nissan okay. Altima. Okay.
What now, year? I don't think that they make those anymore.
What year is it?
You know, now that you ask that, I don't even know.
Okay.
okay.
So, did you buy the car, I'm guessing, used?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you have a partner or kids?
I do not have kids. I do have a girlfriend.
Okay.
Does she live with you?
Not yet. We're talking about it.
Okay. So do you pay the rent yourself?
Yes.
You do. Interesting.
Okay. And if you take her out on a date, are you comfortable paying 100% of the time?
I strive to do that, but there are some days we split it, but I strive to pay for it the majority of the time.
Where was the last place you vacationed?
Let's see. We went up north, close to the border of Oregon.
Interesting.
And what'd you do? Just like go camping or what?
Yeah. Checking out the old growth forests and all that stuff. Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
I have a number in my head.
You do.
But I feel like we could hone it a little bit more. If you had a medical bill that you weren't planning on, that was, I don't know, $5,000, would that completely stress you out? Or do you feel like you could manage your way through that payment?
I mean, like, it would typically be covered under insurance, but you're saying like something out of the ordinary. And
yeah, this is
like you have a $5,000 bill.
Yeah, this is after insurance or something like that.
Oh man, that would not be a fun day.
Okay, so that would be
it would spin you out. It would spin you out. Okay, are you guys ready to guess?
I got a number.
I think so.
Okay, Kevin, you want to go first?
I think $40,000.
Oh wow, that's very low.
He's a manager at Wendy's.
Okay. I know.
Not to attack people.
All right. Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna say I'm gonna go way the opposite direction than Kevin. I'm gonna say $73,000.
So close to what I was gonna say.
Really?
That's making me think that I should change mine now.
Why?
I was actually gonna say $75,000.
Okay.
Okay, so $40,000, $73,000, $75,000. How much do you make? We're playing guess the salary on the wake-up call.
I just want to say, if I'm right, I'm sad for you.
Okay, well, thank you, Kevin.
You and me both, brother. All three of you guys are sort of dancing around it, so kudos. But, I make just over $60,000 a year.
Okay.
Oh, see, that's not that bad.
So Katie wins again.
Okay.
This is the second time we've played. This is the second time you've won. You've come the closest.
Yeah.
You're good at this.
Although, I mean, $60,000 does not seem like enough money.
No, you should make more.
I am thinking that as well. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure.
That would be nice.
Awesome. Well, Vinny, thank you so much for playing Guess the Salary on the Wake Up Call.
Hey, this has been fun.
5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10s.
So I got emailed and asked if I could do a phone scam on somebody's mom who works at an apartment complex. And I'm calling as somebody who's interested in an apartment. However, I am overly impressed with the most mundane details about this apartment. And you'll find out why at the end of this. Here's the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, apartments. This is Jennifer. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm looking to rent an apartment there. Do you guys have availability currently?
Yes, actually. We have a couple of apartments available.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so are you looking for a one-bedroom studio, two-bedroom?
A studio? What's a studio?
A studio apartment is one that doesn't have its own kitchen, necessarily. It's all kind of one room.
Oh.
So there's no door to a bedroom.
And the other ones have doors?
Yes, the other ones have doors, yes. There's a one-bedroom apartment has a door to the bedroom, and then there's a separate living room and right. a kitchen, and the two-bedroom has two bedrooms with two doors.
Two doors?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God. Okay. Wow. I was not anticipating any of this. Okay. So how many total doors do you think are in the one-bedroom apartment?
Well, there are three total doors. There would be the door to the apartment, there would be the door to the closet, and the door to the bedroom.
Closet?
And the bathroom, excuse me. So there'd be four beds. There'd be four doors.
It is a closet?
It's a slide closet, so it's a slide door.
That's amazing. Okay. Well, tell me more about this closet.
It's a simple slide closet. There's a bottom section where you put shoes or what have you, and then there's a rod in there.
What's the a rod? What's that for?
Yeah, it's just a silver plastic rod that you can hang your clothes on.
I can hang my clothes on the rod?
Yes, sir.
Wow. How much is it for the closet?
For the closet comes with the apartment. Actually, there's a closet in every apartment, sir.
There's a closet in every... A friend of mine recommended this place and said it was affordable. It does not sound affordable.
I assure you, I think these apartments are very affordable considering the neighborhood.
Sorry, I'm tearing up a little bit. Every place has a closet. Okay. And you said a bathroom, right?
Yes, they all have bathrooms, sir.
Inside?
Yes, they all have bathrooms inside.
Wow. How many people would I have to share the bathroom with?
No one. It's a private bathroom.
Wow. That's.
Would you like to come and schedule a tour to look at it?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely, I would. Can I come in today?
Can I actually ask you a couple questions, sir?
Yeah.
Is this your first apartment? Have you ever lived alone?
I've never lived alone. No.
Okay, because we do need references, sir, and there's a background check, and we have to run finances. So who should I?
Well, who should I contact for that?
Someone that would recommend you to stay there. You need two written references, either from someone that you worked with, a prior employee,
I see.
Or a family friend.
A little bit about me. I kind of grew up in a dungeon and recently broke out, and it was not the best. Okay, I didn't have a whole...
You lived in a dungeon?
It was more like a basement. Yeah, and I finally got away. So could I, as a reference, ask if the woman who kidnapped me, if she could she write it?
Is this real?
No.
This is starting to feel like
no.
a weird call.
Jennifer, this is not real. This is a prank phone call called a phone scam that your son wanted me to do. He sent me an email and asked if I could prank you.
Oh, my gosh. When you said dungeon, I...
Well, I didn't know what else to call it.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, look, we do have some great apartments available.
No, I'm good, but thank you.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yeah.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.